Good afternoon. Today is November 12th, 2015, and you're listening to the Ryersonian Weekly Wrap. I'm Tiffany Crawford.
And I'm Latifa Abdeen, and we'll be bringing you the Ryersonian's biggest stories from on campus and from around the world. On this week's show,
Ryerson got a big donation, and just in time for Christmas.
After the RSU and Reignite had their first meeting on Friday, a Facebook post has once again shaken things up on campus.
And even though Remembrance Day is over, an ex-soldier wants to make sure fellow soldiers aren't forgotten. Ryersonian reporter Charlotte Arnold will be talking to us about soldiers transitioning to student life at Ryerson.
The holidays are almost upon us, and Ryerson has already received a gift. Brookfield Asset Management has donated $8 million to the university. The money will go towards the new Brookfield Institute for Innovation and Entrepreneurship. It's not the first time the charity has donated money to Ryerson. Over the past few years, it's donated a total of $28 million.
Reignite and the RSU are on bad terms after Reignite posted a new letter on Facebook. Vajdan Tanvir, a member of Reignite, and Cormac McGee, VP of Education for the RSU, had a meeting last Friday. They both agreed that the groups would work together to tackle the issue of rising tuition. But then on Tuesday, Reignite made a post on Facebook that accused McGee of being for rising tuition. Speaking with the Ryersonian, McGee said that he was saddened to see the post, especially after the two groups had seemingly agreed to work together.
The Faculty of Arts has said yes to paying extra money to have its own society. Both the science and arts faculties held referendums asking students if they would pay extra money to have societies to represent them. Students in the arts said yes, but only by 3 votes. They will now have to pay an extra $30 to support this new society. Science students voted no overwhelmingly.
And last week, the team ABLE won the DMZ Hacksessibility Competition. The week-long event has students create projects to help make the world more accessible. ABLE designed a networking site that connects school boards with experts who have physical disabilities. This, after one of the team members said he was tired of only seeing conventionally abled experts come to his school. The team pitched their project to a panel of judges and walked away with the $5,000 prize.
Yesterday, Ryerson remembered the soldiers and veterans on Remembrance Day. Ryersonian reporter Charlotte Arnold looked at a unique group on campus for the occasion. Charlotte, can you tell us about the story?
Sure, Latifa. So I think we can have this preconception of what a vet is, the men and women who fought in World War II, for example. In reality, Canada has been involved with its longest conflict in Afghanistan during our generation, so these are some of our peers on campus. I spoke with a man named Oves Ahmed, who, after leaving the military and becoming a student, noticed there weren't a lot of resources on campus for soldiers to find support and learn about the job market. He's made RUVA, which stands for Ryerson University Veterans Alumni, to connect soldiers and sailors, both current students and those who have graduated, to share tips, resources, and combat some of those feelings of isolation that can come from joining the civilian world. He's asking professors and students to spread the word about RUVA and for all of us to be mindful of the challenges they face year-round moving forward from Remembrance Day.
Thank you, Charlotte.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, well, that's it for our show this week. Be sure to tune in next week for more from the Ryersonian. This has been Tiffany Crawford.
And Latifa Abdeen. Thanks for listening.